Chapter 7. General Botsford, who had only been a full major the first time we met him, when Stargate was 2 huts and 24 graves, received us in an elegantly appointed seminar room. He was pacing back and forth at the end of the room in front of a huge holographic operations chart. "You know," he said too loud and then more conversationally, "you know that we could disperse you into other strike forces and send you right out again. The Elite Conscription Act has been changed now. 5 years subjective in service instead of 2. And I don't see why some of you don't want to stay in. Another couple of years and compound interest would make you independently wealthy for life. Sure, you took heavy losses, but that was inevitable. You were the first. Things are going to be easier now. The fighting suits have been improved, we know more about the Torrens' tactics, our weapons are more effective. There's no need to be afraid." He sat down at the head of the table and looked at nobody in particular. "My own memories of combat are over a half century old. To me, it was exhilarating, strengthening. I must be a different kind of person than all of you." "Or have a very selective memory," I thought. "But that's neither here nor there. I have one alternative to offer you, one that doesn't involve direct combat. We're very short of qualified instructors. The force will offer any one of you a lieutenancy if you will accept a training position. It can be on Earth, on the Moon at double pay, on Charon at triple pay, or here at Stargate for quadruple pay. Furthermore, you don't have to make up your mind now. You're all getting a free trip back to Earth. I envy you. I haven't been back in 15 years. We'll probably never go back. And you can get the feel of being a civilian again. If you don't like it, just walk into any UNIF installation, and you'll walk out an officer. Your choice of assignment." Some of you are smiling. I think you ought to reserve judgment. Earth is not the same place you left. He pulled a little card out of his tunic and looked at it, smiling. "Most of you have something on the order of $400,000 coming to you, accumulated pay and interest. But Earth is on a war footing, and, of course, it is the citizens of Earth who are supporting the war. Your income puts you in a 92% income tax bracket. $32,000 might last you about 3 years if you're careful. Eventually, you're going to have to get a job, and this is one job for which you are uniquely trained. There are not that many jobs available. The population of Earth is nearly 9 billion, with 5 or 6 billion unemployed.